Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas. Oh, not ready. I'm sorry. We're going to get back around to it. I thought you said is ready.
I'll act as Mickey for you if you want me to.
He was, and he just disappeared.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel better that I didn't just misinterpret what you said. All right. In the meantime, from the 254, we said nobody cares about your fantasy football team. But today, we do. I'm in five leagues, and I'm first or second in all of them. Three of them start the playoffs this week, and I have buys. The other two start next week. Hope to win at least a couple. Now, Corey, I feel like you would register this as not shooting high enough. Why not win all five?
Facts. Win every game.
Okay.
Attempt to at least.
Okay.
If that's not your goal.
I mean, I'm sure he wants to.
If that's not your goal.
All right.
Why did you even show up?
What does Josh Clark say?
Josh Clark is our web guy.
Yes.
And he is in the Fan Fantasy League, which I retired from this year. And I think Aiden took my spot.
Oh,
but he said
he made the playoffs.
Yeah, he said I needed Carter to beat Wolchuk. That's Zach Wolchuk from the G-Bag Nation. Carter,
so he was doing some scoreboard watching.
Carter Freeman from Twitch fame. And he said so that I would get the last playoff spot in the fan league. Carter was up 2 points going into Monday Night Football with Hurts.
Oh, no.
Wolchuk had Ladd McConkey.
Oh,
McConkey
no.
Scored 2 points. Hurts scored 0.4, and now he's out of the playoffs altogether.
Oh, that is freaking brutal. Right now, somebody who I can confidently predict does not play fantasy football, our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Did Hurts go to negative? Did you have to give points away?
Yes,
there
he did.
There were some fantasy groups that, yes, that did happen to him last night.
Oh, wow.
Mickey, do you ever recall seeing a play in which there were three turnovers on the same play and one of the players turned the ball over two separate times? Because that play was freaking bananas.
That game, neither team was worth a darn.
Fair.
Right?
Yes.
Neither team's offensive line could block.
Oh, my gosh. The Chargers' offensive line was terrible. Like, I feel like the Eagles' defense did their part by just smashing him into the ground again and again and again.
I don't know how he survived, especially, and no one said it. So did you stay with it when they did the post-game interview?
Yes.
And he first didn't want to do it, right?
He wanted
to go celebrate. So when he walks off, I'm thinking somebody's going to say something. Not only does he have his repaired broken hand all taped up and like it's got a club on it, he's bleeding profusely from his elbow.
Yeah.
And no one said anything. It was like, look. He got sacked 7 times. In the official stats, 11 quarterback hits, 7 tackles for losses, and 5 passes defensed.
Jeez.
And he got pressured, Mickey, 68% of the snaps.
Almost nice.
That is terrifying.
And he won.
Yeah. And they won.
So pressure really didn't matter.
All that, he was their leading rusher.
Yeah. You know what? I thought, like, late in the fourth quarter and obviously in overtime, it was a really good idea to have him just run the ball because all the pressure they were bringing naturally gave an opportunity for him to try to do something.
Yeah, or you know, throw about 5 interceptions.
Right. Yeah, that
sort of like Hurts with 4.
Yeah,
although and a lost fumble.
Yeah, and that was a bad performance by Hurts. I thought it was a bad performance. I don't feel like I'm saying too much here for AJ Brown as well, who I felt like was responsible for one of those interceptions and also responsible for not catching the best pass that Jalen Hurts threw all night into the end zone.
Right.
That was,
oh my gosh.
It was a mess. It was a mess. But the good news, Mickey.
It helps us.
I know.
It all helps the Cowboys now.
And I know Schottenheimer said, I might see when the game's final what the score
right,
was.
Yeah,
and
I
appreciate all of that. But if you're realistic about the Cowboys' playoff chances, you need the Eagles' losses to keep piling up.
It keeps hope alive, right?
Yep.
And, you know, you still got to take care of yourself, but you also need help like that. And when the guy's getting ready to throw the game-winning touchdown pass, and Hart, is it Cam Hart, the DB for the Chargers?
Was it Hart?
Yeah, it is Hart.
Okay.
Well, no, he dropped off. He dropped off.
Oh, yes.
Goddard tips the ball, and I know Jefferson gets credit for the interception, but if he doesn't tip that ball, Dotson had beaten Jefferson badly. It's a touchdown.
Yeah.
They're winning the game, right?
You're right. That was a great play, and I remember thinking, at the very worst, he's getting down to the 1 or 2 yard line for first and goal. But you're probably right. He probably scores a touchdown. That was an awesome play. And good leap right there to get it done, too.
Yeah, because he leaps at the, I think it was around the 5 yard line, tipped the ball, it gets intercepted at the 2 or 3, whatever they gave him credit for. And what a game. I mean, it deserved to end in a tie.
Yeah, I definitely thought that's what was going to happen. And then I would have to go back to the...
Yeah, that would change everything.
Yeah, then I would have to actually figure out real tiebreakers instead of being like, well, they don't have the same record. Now, as far as the Cowboys, like if we're talking about issues with offensive line, I saw this stat and I immediately thought about how it translated to offensive line. George Pickens went into that game averaging 10.9 yards per target, but in the pass game against the Lions, it was down to 4.1 yards per target. And I naturally thought that is at least in part a byproduct of not really having a lot of time, Dak, that is, to throw the football.
Yeah, and I'm not big on targets.
Yes, I remember that.
Could there be a pass that they threw away and it went his direction?
Sure.
Or a bad pass that gets a target? So, yeah, look, it wasn't a great performance by the Cowboys' offensive line, obviously. Dak got knocked around like a rag doll, and it's a good thing he's got extra time to recover from the beating he took. But he still threw for 376 yards. So whatever those targets are,
right,
and they still scored 30 points, and it should have been more.
They got to stop teams from scoring 40.
Yeah, right. So, yeah.
That's kind of sad.
I think sometimes we get caught up on all the stats that get thrown out there and the targets and percentages. But just use your eyes.
Yeah. Couldn't get off the field.
It was phenomenal. 376 yards. And we're picking on the wide receiver and the tight end.
Yeah.
And they lost CeeDee Lamb. So how did all that happen?
Yeah. I'm with you. The defense left much, much, much to be desired.
Jerry talked a lot this morning about the running game and how he didn't feel like they were effective enough. And Kevin, you know, I pointed out, what, 67 yards, a touchdown, but it didn't seem like they created a lot of running room throughout that game.
No, and that's one of the reasons why you end up with, I want to say they had double-digit third down opportunities. That's because you're not playing. They were 6 of 15 on third down, okay?
That's a lot of third downs.
That's a lot of third downs, which what does that mean? You weren't doing very well
right.
on first and second down, and you weren't running the ball worth a darn. Now, give Detroit credit. They got a pretty good defensive front. They like to bring pressure. I get it. And you're on the road, and sometimes, you know, when you're on the road, and I'm not trying to make an excuse, but when it's loud in a stadium like that, your offensive line sometimes is off a tick because you're not hearing the clap or whatever, right? While the other guys basically are watching the ball. Which, by the way, this thing the Eagles do before they snap the ball, with the right guard violently tapping the guy and then throwing his arm forward.
Yeah.
How is that not a false start?
The Eagles, sometimes I usually focus more on the tush push and not getting those false starts called, but that's a great point.
I mean, it's violent.
Yeah.
So what part, you know, if the quarterback did that with his hands or his arms, they would call it a false start. But the right guard gets away with murder with that violent push when he throws his arm forward, right? I don't get that. I see other teams, you know, tap the center or something like that. But this is like he's striking them. So anyway, sorry I got off on a tangent.
Oh, yeah. That was an awkward pause. But I get what you're saying. You know, I wanted to get your take on, like, as long as we're talking about the defense, I have really high hopes. I think we all do for DeMarvion Overshown. While we talk a lot about Kenneth Murray, I felt like this game in particular, and I know he's just coming back from injury, this was probably the poorest DeMarvion Overshown showing thus far.
Yeah, I would think so. And I don't know if everybody concentrated on what he was doing because they were winning games, right?
Right. That's fair.
But I don't know that he's had a huge impact on anything so far. But we forget he hadn't played football since December 9th.
Yeah.
It's a year ago,
sure.
Right? And now we're expecting him just to walk on water when he gets on the field.
Do you
Without a training camp, without an off season, with basically what a couple practices,
right?
Probably none in pads. By the way, by time he came back, they were on the 4 games in 17 days streak. So yeah, I it takes time. You know, the same example with Clowney. You know, it was like, well, yeah, he's just going to hit the field running, you know, and he hadn't done any football stuff since the end of last season. And it took him a while. Then all of a sudden he hits his stride, and unfortunately he had the hamstring deal. Now, I know they're kind of soft playing it now, but I just think from how he warmed up before the game, he was close to playing. So I would think with this time off,
okay,
I think he should be good to go. Now, we'll see if he gets into practice tomorrow, at least on a limited basis. But his workout was pretty good, and he was petitioning to play. I could tell when the conversations were going on, because they have the board of injury down there watching when he works out. It's not just Britt and him by himself, right?
Awesome.
It's like they got the coach out there, the defensive core.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coordinator sometimes, defensive line coach Will McClay's out there. Everybody's kind of got a hand in watching what he's doing. So it was close, but I think they decided to err on the side of caution, make sure that he didn't go out there and cause them to miss two or three games when there's only four games left now.
I know this is not the way you described it at all, but when you said board of injury, I started to think about like the college, the deans and everything from a 1970s or 80s comedy when the stuffy faculty is trying to keep down the fun kids and everything like
Porky's
like that.
Or
Animal House.
Animal House.
That's exactly.
Or in this day and age, the guys that are trying to hire a head football coach, right?
Right, oh, man.
That's what they got to deal with for sure.
That is absolutely for sure. You know, we asked Steven this yesterday. I want to get your take about it as well. Javonte Williams passes 1,000 yards rushing for the season. I think we've all been really excited about the overall body of work that he's brought to the team. Do you still think it's a big deal to hit 1,000 yards, whether it's rushing, receiving, or whatever the case might be?
I think we still look at it. I mean, what So what yardage would you use now that there's 17 gigs?
Yeah,
you gotta have 1,200 yards or 1,300 yards.
Yeah, right? I don't know. That's a good question, though.
Well, I mean, what would be? I'm sure there's a percentage out there of what's the 1,000 yards in a 17 season. How does that compare to the percentage of 1,000 yards in a 16 game season? Because 16 game season, 1,000 yards, that's less than 100 yards a game, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, way less. And so, like, 1,275 yards to me would be 75 yards a game. And that feels really impressive. But I realize that is that's not a fun number to go, oh, yeah, he passed 1,275. Like, that's not a thing that I think people would care about.
Well, I think at one point in the season, I remember doing this twice, and I forgot how many games were left. He was on pace for a 1,500-yard season.
Yeah.
And then it reduced to 1,300 yards. So there's still four games to go.
We can do it.
He
could get to very well
2,000.
All right.
1,200, 1,300 yards.
Yeah, if we get past 1,275, I will celebrate.
Pizza party?
And I went back and looked, and the Cowboys have had a 1,000-yard rusher in 10 of the last 12 seasons.
Let's do it again.
And, this is a little factoid I thought was fun. Javonte joined Tony Dorsett, Darren McFadden, and Zeke as the only four Cowboys with 1,000 rushing yards in their first season with the team.
And the dude has just come in and done his job quietly and been a great teammate on this thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Emmitt Smith would have done it, too.
Right.
If he had gone to training camp.
Right, right.
Because they kind of regulated his snaps in the first couple games. And then the offensive coordinator, David Shula, I think at times forgot that he was a first-round draft choice. And he wasn't giving him the ball.
Right.
And Jimmy had to go to him and remind him that, hey, this guy's got to touch the ball. And it's like, he shouldn't have to do that, because I remember one game he might have gotten, and this would have been more than halfway through the season, he might have got like 10, 12 touches, and after the game somebody asked him about his production, and Emmett goes, well, it's kind of hard to rush for 100 yards in a game when you only touch the ball 12 times, whatever it was, right?
Yeah,
and I think Jimmy heard that, and I remember after one of his press conferences, something about being able to run the ball, and I was walking down the hallway with him and said something about what Emmett said, and he goes, yeah, I think I'm going to have to talk to Dave about some of this, like give him the football. So he ended up with 9-something, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he did. Well, outstanding stuff as always. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, sir.
All right. Talk to you. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day plus prison drones. They're not what you think. Next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I want to remind everybody, today you can see the G-Bag Nation at the Texas Rangers Toy Drive out of Globe Life Field. So obviously doing great things for a great cause. It was really cool to see all the Cowboys players who were visiting kids in the hospital and everything like that. And I know, I guess I shouldn't say that just in case that's supposed to be secret information. But the Rangers are doing great stuff in the community as well. But today, if you want to go out there, see the G-Bag Nation, donate a toy, get a ticket for 2026, all happening today. But you know what else is happening right now? It's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day, plus a prison drone story that I don't believe it, but Hey, oh. The police department put out the report that it happened, and it's amazing. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But, gentlemen, I'm going to try to keep the energy up this week because, Kevin, you know it's a tough week for us wrestling fans.
Yeah.
The GOAT is stepping away after Saturday night. John Cena retiring, that is all I can think of.
There are still a lot of people. I know Bully Ray is, or Bubba Ray, if you want to call him that, is part of the group that thinks like he's not really going to retire. That would be surprising to me, given all the things that he's said.
Yeah.
I think this is it.
And he's kind of doing a media tour this week and last week where he's really hammering home that, hey, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
My body does not enjoy this, and I'm not getting any younger. So, yeah, it kind of hit me this morning, honestly. I was like, dang, my GOAT stepping away? So we're going to
keep you got your spinner title.
That's right. And I was going to say something weird. I'm not going to say that because I don't know how to phrase it. But yes, we will be celebrating on Saturday. And we'll keep the energy up because we go to the National Day calendar. I know you missed it yesterday.
I did.
Today is National Christmas Card Day. Your favorite,
Whoa.
Kevin. Because cards are so full of life and so very meaningful.
Have I told you what we do at our house with Christmas cards?
I think you might have.
So my wife has a very decorative board with like the string zigzagging and everything like
that. Yeah.
But if you ever come over to our house.
She's a teacher.
I know. She loves decorative things.
She loves to teach you.
If you come over to our house close to Christmas, what you need to know is they're actually ranked in order of how good their card is. I have specific things I'm looking for. And I just did it as kind of like a fun thing, but now Jess really likes it. And apparently some of her friends have asked questions about what the criteria are to feed into it. And I was like, I thought this was just like a dumb, fun thing we were doing.
Is there, so they're like now catering their Christmas, they're going like, hey, we want to make the Hagelin top of the list.
I'll tell you what, one of her friends, they made some very good choices with their new Christmas.
One year, switch it up. Put the best ones at the bottom.
Okay.
And then they walk in and they're like, what the crap? And just mess with them.
And all the ones with pets are now at the top. In case you're wondering.
So you're saying you don't like pets.
No, that's fine. But if you give your pets equal standing to your children in the Christmas card, pass.
What about attractive moms? Do they go higher up?
No, that's a misnomer. It's not attractive moms. It's attractive families. If you have an attractive family, you're going to go higher up.
Look, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, there's been families, Alec, and let's just face reality. They've hit their ceiling. They've done the best they can, but they're just not a good-looking family. They've done a great job with what they got in structuring their Christmas card, but they have gone as far as they can.
Oh, man. Wow. I mean, you said the quiet part out loud.
Oh, there's a lot of other things.
Man, commercial breaks. I love them. But it is also National Weary Willy Day.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, it sounds weird. I had to do some research on this one because I didn't understand it. It's on December 9th of each year. It recognizes the art of clowning and the impact it has on our lives. Oh. The holiday was named for the character made famous by Emmett Kelly, who was born on this day in 1898.
Okay.
So one of the OG clowns, if you will. I will not be partaking in that unless...
You don't like clowning?
I mean, it's appropriate at certain times, right? You know, I feel like this segment, too, because I'm really just clip farming for Friday at 1:30. That's all I'm ever doing at this time of the day. Monday through Friday, 11:20. It's just Masterpiece of the Week Junior is what we're doing here.
You're welcome.
In real time. Thank you, Corey. But the most important one, National Pastry Day.
Ooh.
It's National Pastry Day. So the elite pastry is what? 877-881-1053. I got to know. And I'm hungry, too, so this might just inspire
me.
Yeah. Might just inspire me.
Man, this is tough. Because the Danish pastry is amazing with the cream cheese right in the middle. I do eat the outside of it first and then I go and eat the middle of it because the middle of it is where the best flavor is.
Mm-hmm.
There's little flavor on the outside. But once you get on the inside, Kevin, that's where all the tastiness is.
They've constructed it like that, and they're like,
on
we
purpose.
Thought this through.
Yeah, that was God's plan. Then there's the streusel. Streusels are great, or strudel if you want to be fancy.
Oh.
But the croissant.
Oh, what? How are you going to be if you want to be fancy and then say it like that?
Croissant is the best way to go because you can do a lot of different things with it. You can make it an egg bacon cheese sandwich if you want. You can fill it with Nutella. All sorts of options with the croissant. Macaroons are elite. You're right. Macaroons are amazing.
What?
But there's two different macaroons.
Okay.
There's the one that's like the little cookie thing with the little filling inside, and they're like pink and light green.
See, that's what I think of.
And then there's also like the coconut macaroon. And I don't know what to like. It's just all coconut and butter, and then it's just mashed together in a shape.
Geometry. I like it.
Okay. Just any...
It's kind of like flat on top and round on the side. What a cylinder, if you will.
Okay.
But it's a short cylinder.
Okay.
I don't know what to call that.
A cylind.
Cylindrical. That's, okay. You took the off. Gotcha.
I don't like what's going on.
You are laughing
here.
At it.
I don't like what's going on. I'm going to try to pivot. I'm going to try to hit the pivot here. I'm a big fan of the cannoli myself. I do think the cannoli is a delicacy.
Is that the one with like... It's like, it kind of looks like, kind of like a soft taco, but it has cream cheese in it.
What?
Yeah.
What's it called?
The cannoli.
I think it's
like
more...
It's like a taquito.
Yes.
No, it's like a taquito.
No, the outside
with
of it's supposed to be crispy. It's a crunchy
thing. Like a taquito.
But it does have,
like a taquito.
Yeah. You said soft taco. I was still stuck on that.
No, but I meant in terms of the wrap.
I was stuck, Now, the insides, creamy stuff, something. But it's like not good cream. I want something that's sweet. That always tastes bitter.
Okay.
But I understand what you're saying. A lot of people do like those. The cannoli, if you will.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just, I don't know why.
I don't know
when
if
you
I've
said
had
that.
A cannoli.
They're great. I just like the idea of Corey going grocery shopping with the family. He goes, that right there, the not good cream.
Yeah.
Stay away from
that's
it.
That's terrible
nope.
cream.
That sounds like me, like growing up 10 years old. Like, nope, that's the not good one. Don't do that. Like, it has a name.
Majors, okay.
Jeez.
Real quickly, somebody did ask about the cronut. I don't know if I want to completely put that in the pastry option yet. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm just, it's still in a category of its own, Alec. And, you know, we did bring the cronut to America.
That's right.
We introduced the world to it.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Okay. I got gotcha.
You. Did you know of the cronut until I told you?
I did.
Lies.
I did.
Eli.
You held it from us?
I did. I thought, I was like, I don't know why. I was probably because of some of the things I listened to. I was picturing you as like on a ship coming overseas and you're like, we
holding
brought
it at the very front of the ship.
The cronut to America. I was listening to something about the pilgrims. That's probably why. Sorry, that's on me. That's on me.
Right, man. More pilgrim talk.
Yeah, the Jesus podcast and the pilgrim podcast, they go 1 and 1A in the Hagelin household is what I'm hearing. Oh, man. From the 641, soft tacos are for sure great pastries. Yeah, there you
but
go.
But you got, it was like yesterday. Alec, I don't know if you caught up. We had a great interview with Stephen Jones.
Yes.
I don't entirely know if he followed my line of logic when I said, is it harder to track like a concussion versus somebody having a broken arm? I was just saying like in terms of this is an injury that you can see like with a cast and we're looking at the x-rays and everything as opposed to like, but how do you feel, you know? And he was like, well, I don't know about a broken arm. And I was like, I'm not trying to say they're the same. So
maybe one day you can revisit that with him.
Yeah. But probably he loved the idea of a Twitter burner for somebody named Jeevan Stones.
He did. He said, you guys are killing me today.
And after a loss, too. He kept it light. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. From the 214, croissants, in my opinion, are by far the best, Alec. And I can't hear it the same way after Corey did that. And somebody also asked, how do you spell it the way that you say
it's French.
It, Corey?
It's French.
I think Corey would spell it C-R-O-I... S-S-A-N-C-E-O-I.
Croissants.
Yeah, croissants. Too many vowels.
You started off really strong.
Yeah, you need a lot of vowels in there.
My sense of humor is so broken.
He's 6'8", because you guys, I eat the hell out of cronuts. I just had a chocolate and glazed one, I swear.
What?
Yeah,
ooh.
That sounds lethal.
That sounds
and
so good.
He edited that one.
I did. I've edited a lot, but I do appreciate your text.
That sounds like an out-of-body experience that I need to experience, if you ask me. I've just had the standard glazed cronut.
Yeah.
I need to start getting some different flavors going.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had anything that wasn't a glazed cronut.
Mm. We need to change that.
I've had cronut holes.
Yeah, I like the cronut to the cronut hole.
I feel like the cronut hole gets more glaze on it.
Oh,
if you're lucky.
All right. I'm going to read this headline to try to pivot. South Carolina prison intercepts drone that dropped off steaks and crab legs for inmates.
No doubt Omaha steaks.
That's right. You know, they got that 50% off promo going. And Corey, I believe
extra
there's a special.
Extra $35 off
using
promo code C-O-R-Y at Omaha Steaks.
Remember, spell it the wrong way. No E.
Go back and listen to his last commercial for them and tell me for half a second if it sounded like he forgot how to spell his name.
I need to go back.
For
and
just half a second. It sounded like you're like, promo code C-O-R. And I was like, did you think it was a different promo code?
Lee Correctional Institution is a maximum security prison in Bishopville, South Carolina, that has the distinction of being one of the largest in the state, or the largest in the state, as well as one of its most dangerous. Back in 2018, it was the site of a riot that led to the death of 7 inmates, so there's a lot that goes on over there. The prison has also been a hotspot for drones that have kept the officials busy for years now, going back to 2022. According to a local news outlet WLTX, Lee was the site of another drone delivery that was confiscated by guards who discovered some relatively standard fare in the form of marijuana and cigarettes, but some unsuspected items. Two New York strip steaks, a bag of crab legs, and a can of Old Bay seasoning.
Mm. Oh, so they were really thinking it all the way through. I like that.
Yes, the drone that was used to deliver those items was taken down and confiscated, but they are not able to find a culprit as of right now who flew the drone and got those items to the inmates. So you've heard about people sneaking in stuff into prison, some drugs and cigarettes and stuff like that, a phone maybe. But how about some actually decent steak and crab legs? Like, and these are king crab legs, too. They're not just, like, standard run-of-the-mill
crab legs. If you're going to risk infiltrating something into the prison, you might as well do it right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be like, yeah, I got these crappy food in here. And you're like, wow, good job.
Name a crappy food.
I was about to say, like, a downgraded version of the steak.
Crab with a K.
But then I didn't. Yeah, if it says crabs with a Z, like, that's not
real meat there.
No.
Oh. Damn it.
What?
I said something and I'd heard Alec do the, ooh. Well, that means he's jotted that one down.
That's right.
And exactly. It might win this week.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where guess what? We will navigate the rest of the NFC East. Next on The Fan.
Okay, first down and about 12. And Smith hands it to Jenny in the end zone, and Ezeraku might have him in the end zone. Ezeraku got through, and it's a safety. Ezeraku's penetration stopped Jenny in the end zone, and Jenny puts both hands on his head and says, what have I done?
KNC Masterpiece.
What have I like done?
That. Right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, powered by Men's Tea Clinic. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip.
Dip it and rip it.
So what I would really love to kind of dive into here is go around the rest of the NFC East. But there are still a couple of things that we need to bring up. It's a big day for old NFL players. The Bucs signed JPP after a tryout. He hadn't played in 2 years. And then, I'm not going to say it. And then Philip Rivers, he got a workout with the Colts, not only because of the injury that they suffered, but also because Riley Leonard is questionable. So it might be a situation where workout, sign, we need you to play.
Dude, they say Philip Rivers still has it. He's been keeping in
still
shape.
Still has what?
Philip Rivers.
Because NFL.com put up an article and it said it would delay the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Delay it for what?
Are you suggesting...
Is his family going to go visit the Hall of Fame?
Are you suggesting that he is not a Hall of Fame quarterback?
There is no way Philip Rivers is a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Why not?
Because there was no time when he was looked at as the best of the best. He was always there in the second tier. Romo West does not belong in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Do you think he's a Hall of Famer?
Not really.
Okay.
But what? When I say they say he's still got it,
mm-hmm.
The whole concept of it is Philip Rivers can throw you into games and throw you out of games. That's exactly what he is. He has the ability to really get things going, but right when you get it going, you got it cooking. You're like, okay, here we go. He's like, Philip, time, baby.
Right.
And he throws that interception or overthrows somebody that you're like, well, you didn't have to do that. And he's like, oh, but I really wanted to.
And for the person asking what happened to Anthony Richardson, he hurt himself with one of the stretching bands that they use before the game. It, like, popped back up and hit him in the eye.
Eyes
and
hurt.
So, yeah, he probably isn't going to play again this year. All right. Dallas Cowboys. Their game against the Lions drew 19.39 million streaming for Prime Video. That is a new record for most Prime Video streamers on a Thursday night game.
No, that's insane. obviously, the $57 million we saw on Thanksgiving was a massive number. You'll never...
Don't discount how popular linear TV still is.
But the fact that, like, you got almost 20 million people watching on Amazon.
Yeah.
And again, Cowboys break another record. And unfortunately, they do it on a big stage and lose. Right. But
I wish we were breaking records for good things.
But you tune in for the Cowboys for that reason.
Yeah.
As a fan or to hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they've set themselves up as.
All right. Let's stick with the Cowboys right here. Brandon Aubrey, the first kicker in NFL history to hit three field goals of 55 yards plus in a game. He hit from 55, 57, and 63. And that's great. And I'm glad we have such a weapon. But wouldn't you love it so much more if they could advance the ball down the field and score touchdowns?
Yes. I am very serious. I would love to hear Bill Parcells' perspective on this. The old head coaches who were all about field position.
Yeah.
It's a boring game, all right? It's boring whenever you punt because you're like, hey, we want to put them on their 10-yard line. I get it, but it is strategy because if you shorten their field, now you've shortened yours on the way down. If you can get a stop, if you can get the ball back, now you're in their area. But I think nowadays with the way offenses are built, you're just like, air it out, baby. Let's go score. Let's go put 43 on the board and go home. But the world of field goals, awesome. I know that Brandon Aubrey is a weapon. I want him to be a weapon only when I need him. I don't need him breaking any field goal kicking records unless I need him to win a game, which I think I do have faith that he can do that. I've seen him do it too many times.
By the way, man, multiple people jumping in here and saying, what if he wins the Super Bowl? If Philip Rivers comes out of retirement and wins the Super Bowl with the Colts, you're damn right he'll go in the Hall of Fame.
He should take Matt Stafford's MVP. He should take Hall of Fame next year. Just be like, you know what? Bypass everything. Put him directly in.
I could kind of see that. CeeDee Lamb. He joined Justin Jefferson as the only two players in NFL history with at least 550 receptions and 7,000 receiving yards through their first six career seasons. So I realize the game has changed over the years as well, but still, heck of a number. Now let's add to that. He left early with a concussion, but he was having a crazy first half, 121 receiving yards. That was CeeDee Lamb's 26th game of 100-plus yards, moved past Tony Hill and into second place all-time with 100-yard games, only behind Michael Irvin, but he has a long way to go to catch Michael Irvin, who had 47 games of 100-plus
yards. You think he can do that?
Yes.
You think by the end of his career?
Yes, I do.
How many fans out there are like, he's not going to be here that long?
Okay, well, fair enough. I'm not going to disrespect your opinion. That is just my opinion. All right, for the Giants, they were on a bye, and really, who cares anyway? But if you do care, the Giants are going to play Sunday when they host the Commanders, and they are 2.5-point favorites. So there's that. Good job. All right, for the Commanders, that game's going to be stupid.
But somebody has to win.
You think.
Oh, yeah, the Cowboys have a tie this year.
Exactly. All right, let's go to the Commanders.
Both teams have to play.
Well, there's a reason the Commanders are underdog in this game. Activated Noah Brown from the injured reserve, made a huge difference. One catch for 19 yards. Good job. Jaden Daniels, unfortunately, he got hurt again. But even before that, he was struggling. 9 for 20 passing for 78 yards, and then he had the interception. Goes out of the game, hurt. But he was good for Deebo Samuel because Deebo Samuel needed two catches to get a $250,000 incentive, did that early. So I'm sure Deebo was happy, at least kind of, about the money.
Yeah, yes, probably so.
Sad about the way the game turned out.
Yeah, but, and probably sad about the fact that he had to leave San Francisco and he's with this group right now that's probably not going to be winning games.
That's a good point.
But like you said, money and you know, maybe those extra games not having to play are good for his health.
Yeah. Now, one more thing for the Commanders, and this shows Jaden or no Jaden, they have a lot of problems. J.J. McCarthy, we're going to talk more about him, I'm sure, as the week goes on. He came into that game with 6 touchdowns for the season passing and 10 interceptions.
Really?
And then in that game, no interceptions, 3 touchdowns. He had 2 TD passes in his previous 3 starts combined. but he was able to drop three on them. And so he might just be improving, and I don't want to discount that, but the Commanders' defense has also had a lot of problems this year.
Yeah, this is the thing. I think that J.J. McCarthy is going to have a decent game against the Cowboys.
Okay.
Because I compare the Cowboys to the Commanders when it comes to the ability to pass all over them. And so that's one of my concerns about this game against the Vikings. But you're damn right, man. It's like that team, all they do is just give up yards, and Dan Quinn can't find a way to fix that at the moment.
I don't think the Cardinals needed more bad news, but unfortunately their left tackle, Paris Johnson, is expected to miss time with an MCL sprain. And then I really like this philosophy from Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin was asked about being on the hot seat, and he said, I've been on the hot seat for 19 years, and then added, I always feel like I've got something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about that quite a bit. I feel like you're usually better off as a person if you're intrinsically motivated and you're like, no, I'm doing it for me.
Yeah, he one of the lines he said once, Kevin, was, you always want to be a team on the rise. And I think that comes from you always kind of want to have that motivation right behind you.
Right.
Even if you're at the top, you want to look for a reason to be on the rise so that you can be like, I got something that's pushing me.
Yeah.
And it's me, but even if there's nothing really doing it, I'm creating those things because I want to be better.
Now, and it's been a tough season, by the way, for the money-making prospects of Trey Hendrickson. It got even worse. He is having core muscle surgery. He will be out for the rest of the year.
Phillip Rivers has now signed to the practice squad.
Oh!
To the Colts?
To the Colts, per Ian Rappaport.
I would not be shocked if
he starts. This is going to push back his Hall of Fame contingency, Kevin.
Okay, well, that's fine. Win the Super Bowl. I'll put you in the Hall of Fame.
See him go out there, start, and whip it around the field. He doesn't even hand it to Jonathan Taylor one time. He's just like, I got this, guys. Philip time.
I don't know if that is the philosophy the Colts want employed, but I'm telling you, there's a shot he starts this game, especially with Riley Leonard banged up as well. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's do some NFL overreaction or reality right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.